So if we get a frost, that will normally bite back. That will make the begonias and the dahlias wilt. Fuchsias will keep going for a while longer if it isn't too hard a frost. So if we get a frost, then at that point you just remove the foliage, cut it off, like at ground level of these plants. If you've got the space to store them in the pots, you can just leave the dahlias and begonias in pots. Of course, if you've got them in the ground, you would want to lift them out. Just gently shake the soil off them. Pack them into paper bags in a cool but not too cold a place. They are semi-tropical. So 40s, you know, say in the 40 to 50 degree range works fine. If you've got a cool corner of a garage, like a heated garage, you know, you don't want it to freeze. Fuchsias, that's one thing that keeps going and going and going. Sometimes I finally give up on them in November if we don't get a hard freeze. Strip the leaves off them. They can be clipped, cut back to 6 or 8 inches, particularly for the hanging basket fuchsias. And those go I've got a cold garage, irregularly heated, or into my root cellar. So again, they are cool, got to stay above freezing still. And they stay in their pots over the winter. Don't need light. They can be kept dark. But they need to be checked during the winter a couple times, once a month maybe, to see that those pots don't completely dry out. So give them a little bit of water. Usually you'll see they'll start sprouting about February or March. And that's a time if you, again, have the space, if you can bring them out into the light, put them under lights, start a little bit of liquid fertilizer is good. Where with the dahlias and the begonias, those do not need to be watered. So those, if they're in the paper bags, just leave them alone. Same thing by end of February or March. Usually they're starting to sprout buds, and then they can be repotted to start to push them a little harder.
And when you say a little bit of water, are you talking about a cup or two?
Maybe? Yeah, I mean for a hanging basket pot that's like a 12-inch pot. Yeah, a cup of water once a month maybe. Again, heft the pot. See that it doesn't feel extremely light. If the fuchsias dry out, they will die. I've killed, unfortunately, many of those. And other folks will bring in some herbs too, rosemary and thyme and sage. Those, again, in a cool garage, they need light. They do need light. So if you've got a window in the garage that you can keep them there, they do need lightly watered. If you try to bring them in the house where it's warmer, they're going to need more water. They're usually going to need supplemental light. And then the other challenge is how many bugs are you bringing in with those plants?
Right, exactly.
Because so many of them can have aphids, certainly rosemary plants and the sage plants may have aphids, so you may have to actually treat them, use a soap spray or teaspoon of soap in a quart of water and spray the leaves down thoroughly and then rinse it off after about an hour or so. You might have to treat that a couple times.
But and those are the things that normally would go away after the first frost, after the first freeze, the aphids.
You mean the aphids? Yeah. No, they'll go dormant or they'll hide in the soil. They are extremely tough.
But when you bring them in and warm them up,
they'll come along. Yeah, and then they multiply faster than rabbits because female aphids need no males for any help. A female aphid squirts out more female aphids with more female aphids inside them. So it's an exponential thing with that. You don't want to bring those in the house, and then they, of course, can infest other plants.
Okay. Ed Barsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.